Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Guitar.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
You better believe it. Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Again, it's tough when you try to click on stuff now. I understand Jay Binkley's frustration.
Yeah.
We asked the question at the start of the 7 o'clock hour on the Fesco and Dusty poll question on a Wednesday. Are the Chiefs making the playoffs? Yes or no? 221 of you supporters have voted. 55.7% of you say yes.
Wow, it's coming down a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of where the mindset is. Yeah.
No, I get it. Hey, no, it's fine.
It's fine. Absolutely. Yeah.
There are three comments.
Oh, there are? Mm-hmm. Are they good ones?
Yeah. Someone says from Jason Tenney, I voted yes, but there needs to be maybe option. I'm on the fence.
It's a yes or no.
I feel like no, but I think they will creep in. The NFL script can't have them written out yet.
Take the week, because you're right. Do you think the NFL is willing to take a hit financially by not having the Chiefs in the playoffs?
This comes from Michael Thomas. He says yes at 11-6. And then the last one is from, well, I'll leave the name alone.
Oh, is it that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Not appropriate.
It rhymes with Jerome Tang. If they learn to run the ball, they will. So 221 votes if the Chiefs will make the playoffs, yes or no. 55.7 of you say yes. So the line is thin, but it's a lot closer than I thought it would be on a Wednesday. But by the way, you guys know that I have a lot of respect and love for Colin Cowherd. Mm-hmm. But he had this to say about time to rip the Band-Aid off for the Chiefs.
So I in my opinion, Kansas City needs a reboot. They have to rip the Band-Aid off with Travis Kelce. You can't have your star weapon be good five times a year. It's time to rip the Band-Aid off, final year. He'll be good if they get to the playoffs. And then one more year, a guaranteed salary with Chris Jones. To me, it's time to rip that Band-Aid off.
Well, and that Band-Aid,
after next season.
And that Band-Aid is going to get ripped off, though. Like, those are two things that we know are going to happen, right? You're going to rip that Band-Aid off with Travis Kelce. You're going to rip that Band-Aid off with Chris Jones. That's why I go back to, why is this team 5-5? Because if you ask people what personnel decisions they make, that's Colin Cowherd saying in 2 years they need to get rid of Chris Jones. And after this season, Travis Kelce needs to move along. Now, if Travis wants, he's played great this year. He's been better than five games per year.
He's tight end two in the NFL.
I mean, he has been absolutely unbelievable. I would bring Travis back if he wanted to come back, you know, after next season. And that's everybody trying to figure out why this team is 5-5, right? Because nobody wants to look and blame what really needs to be blamed. I don't think Andy Reid's having a great year coaching, and I don't think Patrick Mahomes is having the best year playing quarterback. And everybody wants to talk about they're starting to age out. Who exactly is aged out on this team right now? I mean,
you said Chris Jones.
Chris Jones, yeah, Chris Jones, absolutely. I think it's getting close to that time. But you've got a young offensive line. You've got a fairly young defense. You've got fairly young weapons on this team right now. I mean, Worthy and Rice are very young in the NFL and on their first contracts, right? Yeah, Kareem Hunt's a little bit old, but he was never really brought in here to be anything other than a cloud of dust and whatnot. Pacheco's probably going to injure himself out, you know, by the time this is all said and done. So there's not many guys that you need to rip the Band-Aid off and start this rebuild with, because I think they've done a really good job of building and rebuilding during this run that we're on right now. They've constantly changed that roster over to about 33% every single year. And so I understand what he's saying when he says that there needs to be retooling, but when you really take it back and peel the layers back, how many players really are at that point? We're like, oh God, that guy just doesn't have it anymore. The biggest difference for me this year has been the bad decisions by Patrick Mahomes and the not accountability that Andy Reid has with this team committing double-digit penalties in multiple games.
Yeah, he would go on to say about Mahomes being better.
Let's be totally frank about the Chiefs. And this is a weird thing to say, but part of Kansas City's problem is Patrick Mahomes. In the last two seasons, he has not been in Josh Allen's galaxy. Josh has been more accurate. Josh gets to the end zone more. Josh uses his legs to a greater degree, and he's just a better runner. Right now, Mahomes is not Josh Allen last 2 years. And Patrick's become kind of a bad road quarterback this year. This year, he's 4-1 at home. On the road, he barely completes 60% of his throws. His passer rating in the low 80s, 81. So you could say, well, he doesn't have the weapons that he needs. Josh Allen does. Actually, he's got better weapons than the 2022 season in which he was MVP. Go look up their receiving core that year. So I do think part of the Chiefs' underachievement this year is on Mahomes. He's been less consistent, less accurate.
So for the first time since 2015, this team is 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in the Mahomes and Andy Reid era, the two biggest issues that you look in production are on Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Do you guys agree with that, or is it something else? Because that's where I am on this.
I don't know about Josh Allen's galaxy.
That's Colin.
I didn't mean that. I mean, like, the two issues this year are the two issues that we don't want to mention are the quarterback and the head coach. The two that have been the steady, great, constant for all of this time,
no.
I think are the two that are having their worst years of anybody in the organization.
I think
right
there's
now.
Three individuals.
Okay.
I think there's Patrick Mahomes has not been great.
Right.
Andy Reid has not been good.
Right.
And Brett Veach has not been good with the acquisition that they made the offseason. They brought a running back season, and we're seeing what the running back season's done. It's 5-5. It brought back Kareem Hunt. They didn't make any trades. Didn't draft a running back high in the draft, you know, stuff like that.
That's the one you can say they missed on. I always hesitate with trades. You need a dance partner, and there are not a lot of people that are trading with the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. They just aren't. I mean, that's, you talk to anybody around the league, and there's a lot of teams that aren't even taking their phone call because they're tired of this team. So, but missing on a running back in the draft, looking back on that, yeah, that probably was a big mistake by them.
I think a lot of Mahomes' issues are from Andy Reid, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, Andy or Mahomes is not playing well. The red zone turnovers, the decision making, I'm with you. But it's Andy Reid's job to fix a lot of those things. A lot of the reason that Mahomes is playing bad, I think, is because the offensive system is stale. It sucks. It's boring. It's predictable. That's all on the head coach. It's not his job to develop or to establish the run in a game. That's
the head coach. No, that's
100%
on the head coach. That's exactly right.
Agreed.
And as good as Andy Reid is, he does have flaws. We all do. I keep saying that. We all have flaws. And Andy kind of admitted to it. Maybe I need to call heavier runs. A lot of people, I mean, if you look at the aggregate, you know, of that comment by Andy Reid, every place out there is like, Andy Reid throws Mahomes under the bus. Andy Reid's attacking Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that he is throwing him under the bus. It was definitely a subliminal message to Patrick Mahomes. But my subliminal message back to Andy Reid is stop putting it in the hands of your quarterback. He's now proven that he can't handle that. So you, as the adult, as the coach, as the leader, have to say, we're running the ball. We will be handing it off to number 27 or 29, whatever the number of the running back is. That's what we're doing here. I'm no longer giving you the option because you have shown over the last 8 quarters you can't handle the option. And you're not making the right decisions when I do give you that option. And so because of that, the option's been taken away. And that's how you have to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is the leader and the head coach. And I think that goes a long way if Andy Reid does stuff like that. Goes, look, guys, I'm the head coach now. This is what we're going to do. We're not RPOing this anymore. We're R-ing it on this play. And there ain't no PO.
I'm PO'd.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.